Sports Betting Brother, and hey, bring it up, and thanks for stopping by here on Thursday, December 9th, 2021. And here at sportsbetuniversity.com, we have courses and classes to help you learn how to bet like a sharp. And you do that by using the tools. You use that by having help. And once you get educated, you get elevated and use the tools and the resources, such as the Wolf Line. The Wolf Line is a quantitative, let me back up, the only quantitative analytics sports betting tool on the market. And it provides charts, indicators, all kinds of information that's very, very quick and easy to use. So you can assess the entire market within a matter of minutes and make better choices, right? That's what it's all about. Make good choices. And we've got several picks coming up for you here. Very positive ROI day yesterday on the selections we had. So hopefully this is going to be very helpful on a daily basis to tune in. And in a matter of minutes, get some good insight, good selections, get educated. And again, don't forget your free trial at the Wolf Line. Get over to the Wolf Line. .com. Let them know Boyd at Sports Betting University sent you, and they will hook you up so you can test drive this thing before you play with live bullets. And I use that in the paper trades tab, something you can do to help you keep track of everything, kind of make sure you're understanding the sides, totals, and spreads, and learn what you're good at. You know what you're identifying, what you're using, whether you're using the correction side or the momentum side better. But again, it's all there for you. Very quick, very easy. So stop over to the site today and they will hook you up. So getting on to the selections here next. Grab a pen. Let's go. All right, here we go. Off and running in college hoops. And the first pick we have today is sort of a correction trade. We have Detroit at Kent State in college hoops. Kent State's a home team at -6. What we have seen is in the last couple of weeks, they've gone opposite directions. And so you have Detroit. It's had two upticks or two ATS covers. It's very more of a correction side of things, momentum side of things. You can see in the charts and the graphs as it shows you indicators and alerts. But we're going to play Kent State -6 for your first one. And we'll have another college play here next. All right, more college hoops. And as you open up the charts and the graphs at the site, again, you can see the spread, totals, and money line. And the indicators are significant, highly significant, or extremely significant indicators. Actually, about five periods back, we have an orange, which is a highly significant indicator, and seven periods back, a yellow, which is a significant indicator. What we're looking to do here is play Rutgers plus the 13.5 there at home against Purdue. Obviously, Purdue, very, very highly touted, but seems to be a large gap here and some good opportunity to have the home team take care of this. So we're playing Rutgers plus the 13.5 for your second selection. And we will be back with another one coming up. All right, guys, next up in college hoops. And again, this is why I wish you could see the charts and the graphs here, because we have a Long Island and Fordham. And what we are looking to do is roll with Long Island plus the 8. And here's why. You have a Fordham team that has covered ATS the last two. However, you have a Long Island team that's covered the last 1, 2, 3, 4. Very much a momentum type thing where we're also looking to see some resistance at that price with Fordham coming back down to earth a little bit. So we believe based on those analytics and whatnot that taking the visiting team at +8 with Long Island is the route to go on this particular selection. Again, if you saw the charts as you would in your free trial, you could place this wager yourself. So on to the next pick. Next up in college hoops, we have two teams going in opposite directions ATS. We have two extremely significant indicators showing us three periods back, five periods back, another one highly significant at seven periods back, and a yellow one at 10 periods back on the home team, St. John's -8.5. St. John's is home against Monmouth. And again, you have two teams completely go in different directions, ATS. So we anticipate the St. John's will continue that momentum and Monmouth will continue its downward spiral. So there you go. St. John's at home -8.5 is the next college play that we have for you. All right, next up, we have a totals play in college hoops again. And in this particular totals play, we have Denver DU at New Mexico at the Lobos. And we have a total currently we're seeing at around 145. These two teams have trended, a big trend up, and also laterally for many, many, many periods back. And so it seems like on a correction side of things, if things are priced accordingly, they might be a bit high. So we're playing the under Ideally, this would be 145 and a half to 146, but currently what I'm seeing is 145. But either way, that's the route we're going to go, is the under in the DU New Mexico College Hoops. One final college hoops game going on tonight. We're going to give you here in a second. I want to remind you, you can join up on Twitter at the Wolf Line. You can join up to ask questions. You can contact them through DMs. You can always email them. And I want to let you know that certainly if you have questions, you can email me at info@sportsbetuniversity.com. If I don't know it, I know some of the basics, some of the easy stuff. But if you want to get deeper in conversation, I'm sure the boys there would be happy to help you. So again, always ask, always inquire, and let us know if you have questions. Don't want to hold you back on anything that you might want to inquire about by using the Wolfline Quantitative Analytics app for your sports betting profits. Last game. Going to kind of hold our nose a little bit here with Arizona State, kind of a crosstown rival, can you say that, playing Grand Canyon. ASU is at home -3.5. Just seems to be a little bit short on points potentially for these two programs, and so that 3.5 doesn't look too awful bad. Also looking for ASU to get a bit of a bounce back and a bit of regression from Grand Canyon. So that's the last play of the day there. Again, looks like the highest and the biggest indicators were on was a couple of games previous. The St. John seemed to be pretty juicy. But, hey, I play him for equal units across the board. Yeah, it's been very profitable. These have been very, very helpful. Not going to win every day, but certainly if you can come out of profit every day, that's not a bad thing. So hopefully this tool will help you make a lot of good choices. Again, thanks for listenership. We'll be back tomorrow.